This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster.
Yeah. Hello, Bachelor Podcasters. Finally, it's here. It's come and gone. We can talk and talk and talk about the big ending of Ari's season. I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pallotta, hi.
Hello.
We've been texting each other. It's insane. Ryan Jones, hola.
What's up?
Okay, we had the big 12-hour finale on Monday, and then the smaller 10-hour finale after the rose followed. And we found out that Ari is just, pick a word.
Pick every word.
Any word you can ever imagine.
Let's just call him unliked. And it's not just for his behavior on the show, but after doing some digging on the internet, apparently he's had this reputation, but ABC managed to sweep all that under the rug and just everyone kind of fell for the he's a great guy routine. But in the end, he's a double crosser.
I have so many emotions about these two nights.
Let's start with night one. The thing that really got to, there's so many things that got to me. I went back and rewatched the episode sober.
Wow, so you added another 8 hours onto your week.
I had to write this down. Right before Ari dumped Becca, he noticed her ring. I think he forgot he was actually really engaged, and he went, oh my God, it's big. And she, unsuspecting of the guillotine about to come, she's admiring it and said, yeah, it's big. And he says, no, I like it. And I just thought, and speech bubbles popping up, just, I don't like it on you.
I don't even know where to start.
Let's start at the beginning.
I think for these, let's just start
at the beginning.
They meet his family.
Yes. And what was really sad about that, I thought, Ryan, was how hard it must be for both Becca and Lauren, although it turns out Lauren didn't watch it, and neither did Ari,
which shows
whole nother issue.
Which shows how they have not taken responsibility, or he hasn't, whatever. How it must feel to know that his parents preferred Becca over the girl he ended up actually
being with. And especially considering Lauren was up first, and they fell head over heels with her.
Yep.
She was perfect. She was the best. There's no way. I don't know how Becca could possibly live up to this. Then they met Becca.
Yep.
And to a person thought, Lauren's great, but Becca's the right person for you, not just because obviously we like her, but she'll give you a kick in the ass, which you clearly need. And obviously we see now that he clearly needs more than a kick in the ass.
He needs constant reassurance, is what Tia said.
Yeah, I think Becca was feeling discouraged during her time with his family because they did keep bringing up Lauren, like every single person. And I don't know how I would probably react the same way as Becca did. Like,
if I hear her name one more time,
I don't want to talk about this other girl when I'm meeting, you know, your family.
It was really bad when her dad did it because I thought everyone else, the way they brought it up, was very natural. But his was like, either one of you is, I'm fine.
Yeah, he was basically like, whoever he picks, like, you guys are both great.
Like, I don't want to hear that. And, you know, virtually every time we see this, each family is able to just focus on that one person, whether, again, bachelor, bachelorette. We're here, we're just talking about Christine. Christine,
yep.
Let's talk about Christine.
Right.
Katie, we're just talking about Katie.
But they don't mix the two together.
Yeah,
they don't
and
compare
so
A to
for
B.
For Becca to have to go through that and still, even being peppered with Lauren, to still win them all over as they're basically like little knife jabs the whole time, again, tells you this was the right choice. This was the woman to be able. Can you imagine if Lauren was going through that? She would have. Well,
she
not
would
that
have gone to pieces.
Not that she says anything, anyways. But she just would have.
I don't even know if she would even notice it, honestly.
but I just felt when I went back and rewatched it, I really saw, and maybe it's because I was I had already seen the ending and knew what was going to happen. But I was watching it with fresh eyes from a new perspective, and I really saw how Ari was really trying to get them to pick Lauren. Because he kept saying, but Lauren and I have this amazing connection. Yeah, Becca's great, she's confident, but Lauren. And they didn't. And so he's so easily swayable that based on their choice, that's his choice.
And, I mean, that should have been, I don't know if I should say the first red flag, but
it was the first
like
red
that,
flag.
At that point, it might have been the 100th, but
But he was like almost disappointed in the fact that his parents weren't saying, "Oh, 100% Lauren."
Exactly,
and you could see that in his face. And to go through, and even on the date after meeting the family, like, he was just like, oh, I'm now 100%, like, it's definitely Lauren.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have a date with Becca and it's, oh, no, it's Becca. But, like, and he didn't even make the decision until that morning, he said. When he woke up and it was time to propose, like, he just had a feeling that it should be Becca.
And you had the other Becca, who supposedly is too immature to do any of this, was the first person to say it and talk about, like, a shining light. If you're just making your decision now or you're this conflicted, don't propose. There's nothing that says you have to have a proposal. That's
the
thing.
I tweeted that out, this exact same thing
he
where
doesn't,
she says,
you don't need to.
If you're that conflicted, you shouldn't propose. And then you see Ari's behavior and then you realize age really doesn't predict whether or not you have maturity or integrity, because she's 22 and he's 36, and which one acted more responsibly?
Yeah.
Not the 36-year-old.
And one of the best things I found was the girl that Ari broke up with to go on the show.
Sydney.
Right. Right before he was even announced, because Sean Lowe was saying, oh, how about my guy Ari? And to quote the tweet, she said, the show would be perfect for Ari, up until it comes to choosing just one.
I know.
This is before he was even picked.
That was genius.
And then, obviously, once this all happened, she said, hate to say I told you so, but she told us all.
Yeah.
This is not new. And so this idea that even if you go back to the beginning when all the reasons he said, this is why Lauren, this is why Becca, he said the same thing on After the Rose. Nothing's changed.
He's a dog, and a dog is going to, his MO is to do exactly this. Because I went, and after we found out what happened, I said, okay, now I can search the internet. Any spoilers won't be spoilers. And I found quite a few articles about his past behavior with girlfriends, and Sydney in particular, revealing to Reality Steve in his podcast that she knows he was with other women while they were together. And he made it sound like he hadn't dated anyone since Emily's season.
Been in love.
Yeah.
Been in love, yeah. And so,
I mean, these two were living together. This was not a...
She was vacationing with their parents.
Yeah, this was not a passing thing, but the chance to be the bachelor came along.
Sydney didn't answer the question for sure whether he dumped her to go on the show. She says, I hope not, but I don't
take that
know.
For what, however you want.
Exactly. So do you think, after all this behavior, that now that he's with Lauren and they're supposed to be getting married in the summer, you think suddenly he's going to change his tune for real?
I hope for
her sake,
Lauren's sake, that something doesn't happen after they're married. Like, I hope that she realizes what she's getting into, and I hope she watches the whole episode before they get married. And, like, for her sake, I hope that she knows exactly what she's getting into.
What's sad is a person like that will generally put up with a lot of crap. And he kind of innately knows that Becca wouldn't take his crap, whatever it is that he would
do. Too intimidating.
In a relationship, whether it's not be faithful or whatever. And he knows Lauren will. And that's also upsetting.
Yeah, that's also very sketchy.
Yeah. Shoulder shrug.
I think we all agree. I don't know. There is no good answer here because you have to assume that he's just going to keep doing Ari things, which is multiple women and just telling people. You know, it took everyone a while, including us, to figure it out. But he has an MO, and part of it is saying what each person wants or needs to hear.
And I didn't do my, I don't go researching this stuff because you do end up stumbling onto spoilers, kind of like what happened to you, Katie.
Yes. Completely by accident. It did not say spoiler alert. And I did know. And I still had so much anxiety watching it. Even though I knew exactly what was going to happen, I still emotionally wasn't prepared to see how it all played out.
Yeah. So back to the finale, they've met with the parents, and clearly the parents liked Becca better, and Ari continues to struggle with their decision, but it ends up affecting his own decision-making process. Like, he can't make a decision on his own. He has to still have, you know, mom and dad's approval, which says a lot. A lot.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny going back to when Lauren met his family, because, you know, we can say editing or whatever, but his mom was asking Lauren, like, what was your favorite date and what do you love about him? And she was just like, there's just so many things I don't know. And she didn't answer the questions. And, like, and then they were like, oh my God.
Dates.
Yeah. All the dates were the best dates. And she didn't. And then after that, his parents were like, oh my God, we love her. And it was like, how is this happening? What is she doing that all these people are like, oh my God, I'm in love with her?
And they even said,
she's saying words.
Some of your past girlfriends you haven't been able to have real conversations with. Have you been able to have real conversations with Lauren? No. Well, then, how?
Proven in the track record.
I didn't get it before, even before we knew he was a sleaze. I still don't get it now. Mm. Where this connection is, and I was talking with someone in the office yesterday about this, and maybe this is shallow of me, and yell at me all you want. I think I'd get it more if Lauren was a 10. If she's this unbelievable girl that you just say, you know what? Hey, you know, be a jerk. at least look at this. You're getting, you basically, you're walking home with the Oscar.
Well,
whatever.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Ari. I would understand putting up with a guy like that if he was a friggin' 10 also. I think now that I know his real personality, he became 10 times more unattractive.
He's a 4.
And don't get me wrong, Lauren's,
he's a 4?
Lauren's a very pretty girl, don't get me wrong, but she's not a 10.
If it was the other way around, if he chose Lauren and then decided in the end that he should have picked Becca, I think we all could
You're
have seen.
You're saying visuallys, we could understand him staying with a Becca.
Well, I mean, both, like, personally,
but just
too.
Every overall, that's what I'm saying. It's Lauren, even looks-wise, isn't a 10, but then when you put the total package together, even in Bachelor World, what is she, a 7?
But wait, don't you realize what we're saying? He's a 4, she's a 7. They actually are kind of perfect for each other.
Oh, no.
In the real world.
Oh, trust me. Now, after all this, ultimately, I think they ended up in the right place.
I was going to say, because
oh, no, they deserve each other.
This happening is the best thing that could have happened for Becca in the long run, because not
100%.
Only does she come out in her, as JoJo says, revenge dress, she gets her own season with a flock of guys that now she's in the driver's seat. And
which I hope the guys get better than what was shown last night.
Yeah.
Maybe at this point there were only 3 casted, but I hope they get a little bit better.
It'll get better. But, you know, as we're watching, and I realized as I was watching the finale, it was so much, there's so much to process. And you and I were texting each other. At one point, you're like, you were texting me like screaming, like you were like,
I can't breathe.
Yeah. it was just too much.
Yeah. I think overall, I think that they thought that this was a good idea for a finale, which the whole thing is like TV gold. Like,
they got
I can't
they
even
wanted.
Imagine how many people watched, you know. If not the first night, definitely the second
ABC
night.
ABC got what they wanted.
Yeah, TV gold.
Absolutely.
But
going forward, is this going to be the new standard? Is my question, because ABC they
well
tried
like
to,
did it back like did it backfire on them? Like, I don't know.
No, this is what this is. You have to wonder if there's going to be new bachelors who and bachelorettes who watch this who think that's actually the way to. That's how you get the most recognition. This is how you define your brand, whatever it is. I feel like
I don't know if the people will, though, because I think
that guy
it's
who was drunk on the news recently, and everyone was like, "How could you interview a guy who clearly is drunk?" Well, what do you mean? Everyone was tuning in.
I think it's good for the Bachelor brand as a whole because everybody's watching and talking about it. I think it's awful for the Ari brand.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to leave the country.
So I don't think that any bachelor, bachelorette is going to view this and
as
say,
good idea.
Oh, this is the way I want to go, because that anything with Ari in front of that audience was the worst response you've ever seen in recent memory for any contestant.
Even
and there
the
have
proposal.
Been some real. Yeah, even the proposal.
The proposal was so uncomfortable.
Becca
like,
was all
I
of
almost
us.
Couldn't.
Yeah, just
Becca
watch. Ends.
Pause.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And there was so lukewarm applause, and they must have told the crowd not to boo beforehand. And so then,
yeah, they must. Oh, they
so
had
the,
to have.
So otherwise, instead they gave him a golf clap, basically. Usually these things, it's raucous, and everybody's celebrating, even for the Winter Games. That proposal, people went bonkers.
Yeah, everyone barely knew Claire and Benoit.
Yeah,
it was
like
and
the
it
proposal
was
we wanted to see, so it was
well,
lukewarm.
Not even that we didn't want to see it. It's just, it's not the right place. And this was the issue.
Oh, salt on the wounds?
Yeah, so,
especially
you know,
wanting to be so respectful
exactly.
of Becca, which
so,
they kept saying, which
every episode, I jot down notes. And never do I talk to the screen. Every so often, you know, you sigh, you go, oh my God. But I'm screaming at the television, and not because of where we ended up. Because ultimately, however we got here, I think it's the right fit.
Yeah,
these two deserve each other.
And Becca's the best bachelorette.
Whether they last for a month or 6 months, God bless, whatever. But it's the in-between. It's, okay, you're indecisive and you decide you made a mistake. I'm not saying you should stay in a bad relationship and mess with Becca. Like, no, that's not fair to Becca. But you don't then ambush her and tell Chris Harrison first. then send her to a retreat to be recorded and blindsided by it all, still all bad, then on top of it show up to the interview portion in front of an audience, and while he claimed to take responsibility, didn't say anything that made, at least for me, believe even a second of it.
He even made comments like, my struggle, what I'm going through, this is what I'm dealing with. Dude, what do you mean? This is what you're doing to her. Yeah. Do you understand this difference?
And that's basically all she wanted to know was why, or I guess not just Becca, but everyone, like, why did you go to these extremes and bring a camera crew basically with you?
And never got an answer.
Well,
not good answer.
No good answer.
I apologize for that.
His answer was basically so they could see that it was on me and not on you, which was a terrible answer.
Never in question. If you just broke up with someone, then proposed to someone else, then go up back, no one's thinking it's Becca. You don't need a camera crew there to tell any of us that. But then it gets even worse, because as he's trying to say, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm taking responsibility. Oh, yeah, well, I'm not letting my new fiance watch the episode where I ambush the other girl and break up with her.
And why didn't they record the phone call or have a camera crew with Lauren answering Ari's phone call?
So not only are they terrible in that respect, but then to, again, claim being respectful, you don't then get engaged on that stage. Like, it was just one thing after another where
the
ultimate result is fine, but they just did the wrong thing every step of the way.
But this was by design. ABC clearly wanted all of us to be talking about all of this in the way that we're talking about it. You know, the question isn't whether this was a bad idea of course it was a bad idea, but it was a brilliant idea.
Yeah,
it was both, because look what happened.
Again, it's brilliant for ABC.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Ari could have had even the smallest amount of huevos and said, no, I'm going to do this in private, and I'll happily do all the interviews you want. I'll cry on camera for you. I'll beg for forgiveness, and Lauren's fine with us taping it. But he could have at any point said, no, this isn't right, and he didn't.
Okay,
it was just a shady way.
Let's go back to, I want to talk about Machu Picchu.
Which, by the way, do you think Lauren knew what Machu Picchu was before they went there?
She said that she studied it in all the history books.
But we still only got, cool, amazing, wow.
I love that.
And
crazy.
Oh, it's so
crazy.
Can't keep up, but that's amazing.
Can't believe we're here.
I can't believe we're here, and this is exactly what I've studied all these years. But
Pikachu's my favorite.
Every time both times I watched the episode, when I saw him with her, he was clearly, there's more of a connection there. Even if the two of them have nothing to say, they get each other. And it was evident on that date.
Yeah, I just...
He's a little bit more gaga around her.
I just, like, before the date, he was like, he was always questioning himself. He's like, does she need too much reassurance? Is this going to be, and I think he said this to his parents, like, is she going to need reassurance, like, the whole life? And that's getting in the way of us spending real quality time together. But her needing reassurance every single, half hour, like... Is that how it's going to be moving forward? And then so that made him second guess it. And then as soon as they saw each other on the date, he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love with you.
Yeah.
And think
I can't
about
believe
it.
How fast.
If she needed reassurances before, while they were just on a show, that they were going through the actual steps that you're supposed to go through, how much reassuring is she going to need now?
Oh, yeah. That did not go away.
He proposed to another woman.
Right.
So she can bury her head in the sand and allow him to manage her, which clearly he did, and shame on her for, saying the most ridiculous things about, being respectful and then saying she didn't watch the episode or they didn't watch the episode, whatever. She's just as bad as he is in all this. And how is she not going to need reassurance every day about, oh, is that Becca? You following her on Instagram? Are you doing it?
Yeah. Everything that he was doubting.
It's like she's already been cheated on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like everything that he was doubting in Lauren just got magnified for the rest of his life.
Okay. So after that, it's all their little ABC-isms. It's raining in Peru, setting the ominous tone.
Shocking.
For yet again, we go, oh, something bad is coming.
But it was a perfect example, even in the rain, the type of date they had.
Yeah.
With Becca, they're shopping, they're having fun. It seems like a real date, as real as you get on this show.
Yeah.
As opposed to the grand, we're seeing Machu Picchu and this perfect architecture and we're making out and we're hiding from the cameras and all that. With Becca, just normal.
And they still, like, even though he's been through this before, he still kept saying, I can't believe I never thought that I'd fall in love with two people. And, like, that's just the point of the show.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention that. He said, I love you to both of them. And so each of them is thinking that, yeah, I can lock this down. I'm going to show him my journal with pictures, like everything. And even here's this blank page for when I have the baby and, you know, and that's got to feel to watch that knowing the twist to watch that has got to be. So, and she said it was so hard to relive.
Ryan, what were your thoughts watching this, because you didn't know anything that was about to happen.
Right.
Ryan didn't know the spoilers that we had found out before.
I will say that leading up to it...
Or did you even make it through without...
Us Weekly and stuff started putting it in headlines. So I knew that he changed his mind. I didn't know to what extent he changed his mind.
Like, you didn't know that he had proposed and then rescinded.
Yeah, I thought maybe, okay, I'm going to send so-and-so home, but then the first person shows up and he ends up proposing to them. Or I didn't know the order, but I knew that he made his decision and then went back on
it.
So once Lauren got out of the car first...
You knew.
I figured, okay... Especially with so much time we had left. I said, okay.
Yeah, there was still 2 hours left in the show.
He's sending her home, and then he's somehow going to end up back with her.
With Lauren, yeah.
And I don't want to say okay with it, but we'll go that way. I was okay with it. I said, okay, listen, you're gonna make people make mistakes, and in relationships, you follow your heart, all that. We'll stick with that. I was okay with that. Until we saw how it happened.
Yep.
And even going through, okay, well, he proposes, and they have this perfect ending. You know, they're celebrating, whatever. And then they show the video footage of them in the hammock, and we're so in love. And that's when it started. Like, I went from, like, oh, he's sort
it
of
turned
a sleaze,
into a horror
but
film.
But they ended up being wherever. Yeah, like, it's coming from inside the house. Like,
yes!
You know it's going to happen.
Yes.
And how he treated Becca, and then obviously the ambush, just literally yelling at the television. Not only just stop being a jackass, but leave. Go away.
Oh,
what are you
God.
Doing?
That's a whole other thing that we have to get to, that he wouldn't...
Leave.
Yeah.
Leave the room. She kept saying, I'm not going to hug you. I'm not going to hug you and tell you it's okay. What are you still doing here? Will you get that... out?
See, I think the whole time he did just want to leave, but he's like, I gotta stay a little bit and see if she's okay.
No,
but
Katie,
the whole time,
he needs constant reassurance.
The whole time in his head, he was like, when can I go call her?
Yeah. I think Tia hit the nail on the head when she said that this guy needs constant reassurance. And if you think about it, so does Lauren. The two of them are constantly...
So it's perfect.
He needs reassurance that he's been forgiven, that it's okay, that mom and dad's it okay, that we... He can't do anything without getting reassured.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The whole life is just going to be that.
And that's the thing. So I keep going back to it, but I really do think this worked out for the best. I think I'm fine with that. That's not the issue. Even changing your mind, I'm okay with
that. It's how you got there.
Yes, he just did everything wrong. Like the fact that...
It's like cheating while running a marathon. He finished, but, you know.
He goes to talk to Jason Mesnick after the fact.
Right!
What are you doing?
And even he was like, I would have told you not to do it in public because he had to go through it and he knew the backlash and he was still going to get backlash whether it was filmed or not, but this just made it so much more worse.
This was another issue that was popping up on social media with Jason, and what's his wife's name?
Molly.
Molly. He said that when it happened to him, ABC, they did it on a closed set. They made sure there was no studio audience, he said. And he said they're trying to make it as respectful as possible. The switch. I didn't see the episode, Katie. I know you did.
That was a long time ago.
It was before it was even before really social media had taken off. So it was a whole different experience and a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, 8 years later, they're still married. They're having a baby or had a baby. I don't know.
They have one, yep.
Yeah. And so when a guy who kind of did it first, air quotes, says that we had a close set and we tried to do it respectfully and we didn't ambush anyone.
And he would have shared that advice with him.
Him in advance.
And if you didn't go see him at all, okay. But you had the conversation with him. Why not? You should be talking to him before you're talking to friggin' Chris Harrison.
But wait, how evil is Chris Harrison? I know you're a big fan and you drink the Chris Harrison Kool-Aid.
I can't blame Chris here.
Chris Harrison has to have at least been the guiding force on how Ari decided to go forward with informing Becca. Because Ari,
I think he nudged it along. Because
but that's his job. It's his show. I can't get on it, just like I can't get on ABC.
Wait a minute. If I'm told by my boss to do something, I'm going to do it. So Ari goes to tell Chris, holy crap, I can't do it. I made the wrong choice. Forgive me, Father, I've sinned. What do I do? If Chris had told him, we're going to stop recording, we're going to do this, you're going to go make it right.
That would be a terrible decision on Chris's part.
Okay, so do you think...
TV gold.
Yeah. No, it's 100% on Ari.
And Ari...
No matter what, because Chris is...
Ari's taking the fall, but I don't think he's definitely not the puppet master. He's not that smart.
It's Chris's show. So Chris is going to do what's best for the show.
Of course.
Not what's best for Ari or Lauren or Becca. I don't like it, but I can't fault him because he did his job well, where everyone was talking about it. The show is on every, show, whether ABC, NBC, didn't have to be an ABC property. Everyone's
Chris
talking about it.
Chris is the evil dictator, and Ari is the good soldier following commands.
But here's where it becomes an issue.
And dictator's still there, and what?
He wasn't forced to. He didn't have to go along with it. He could have.
Oh, please. No. We all know the not forced to routine when you're in entertainment. Of course you're forced to.
No.
Even though they show all the documents that prove you're technically not. He was in rock and a hard place. He had picked the wrong girl, and he made the mistake of telling Chris about it.
The rock and the hard place is just that he can't make a decision. And so that was one of his try to get off the hook. Oh, the pressure of the show got to me, and I felt like I had to make a decision.
There's a timeline.
It's all bogus.
It's the pressure of being the Bachelor.
Yeah.
How cheap did ABC go on the proposal house venue? They had like blankets thrown on the ground and
llamas,
pots.
The llamas were the best part of the whole thing.
And,
oh my gosh, the llamas and the alpacas.
They were so cute. The alpaca, I love them. But no, but the actual area where he popped the question, it looked like my in-laws' backyard.
Well, and they had to
walk. Greek statues and.
Well, they had, and the girls had to walk like a mile.
I know.
In the heels, they were like falling in the grass.
Sinking into the grass.
Yeah. But I mean, even when he went to go see Neil Lane for the ring.
And it's Ari, not Airy Neil Lane.
He was still confused.
Yeah.
I'm still confused at who I'm going to propose to. But she'll love this one. All right, well then,
yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah. ABC went full on with this horror theme that we touched on. They even did the poor quality, shaky, handheld cameras for the ambush. Like, it was like...
Well, because remember, they were planning on editing it. They weren't planning on having this split screen, unedited, half hour long.
It looked like a Skype call, if you ask me. It was bizarre.
And before that, when they showed like all the happy times and happy memories, and like the music and the footage that they put together seems like it was like one of those unsolved mysteries.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Like Dateline NBC.
Yeah. And it was just like.
I will say I was glad to notice that Ari's whole neck was broken out in a red rash, which was at least a sign that he's halfway human, that the pressure or the whatever it was getting to him, that mm-hmm. he was stressed.
Well, you know why, and this goes back to Becca and Tia and everyone else saying he just cares about how it looks.
Yeah.
And yeah, I saw an interview with the other Becca, short-haired Becca, saying that if he never found out how old she was, or if he this was happening in real time and he could see that people liked her and didn't like how she was treated when she was sent home, that she would have lasted longer, because all he cares about is optics. That's
yeah.
it. So he thought he'd be seen as, oh, I'm this older guy preying on a young woman.
Right.
I need to send her home. Not I want to or I should, just that's how it's going to look. And so he's feeling that in the it was probably one of those yes no
yeah.
And then once you're there, and that's yeah. where the oh my god, how is this gonna look
yeah,
starts
yeah.
to come out, because she right away wasn't it's okay, oh well I'm just glad that you know, follow your heart, don't touch me, get out, like
yeah.
I'm done with you, this is embarrassing. She handled herself perfectly. Like, yeah, I would have liked to see her kick him in the nuts once or twice. But
don't forget, she knew there were cameras there. She saw, so she that I think helped keep her from.
She was great.
Having a complete.
She handled it the best that
anyone could.
Best way that she could have.
Yeah, because if the cameras weren't there, maybe she would have gone off on him a little bit more. I don't know what her standard operating.
I know.
Procedure
I would have loved
is.
To
probably.
See pop him with the ring once,
and then
take it off and throw it at him,
exactly.
Kick him in the. Fancies and walk out.
Yeah. I mean, I they all signed up to be on this show. They knew their lives were going to be out there. They knew it could get. They knew that this something could be aired that would be unflattering. But you never in a million years would think that it would end up like it did.
Yeah.
And she let them off the hook a little too, and probably because she had agreed to be the Bachelorette at this point,
yep.
obviously. Saying pretty much that. We all agreed to be on The Bachelor. This is what it is. Obviously, we all know that, yeah, that's supposed to end at the proposal. This isn't supposed to include these private getaways and ultimately an ambush where I'm broken up with so he can go back to the girl he dumped.
How long were they together as you know, being engaged before he decided I can't do this?
It was like a month and a half,
right? It was
right?
like a month and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a significant amount of time of living a lie.
But I think only, like, maybe only a month before
they
he
were actually
first
together?
Called
Because remember, they were in separate
her.
Locations.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, because you have to see each other in secret yeah. on weekends, and that's what that was. That was one of those
secret,
in-secret weekends that
yeah.
ABC provides, and
yeah.
she just assumed, oh, we're going to hang out. Like, okay. This is fine.
Yes. But how long before he called Lauren?
It was New Year's Eve. So
yeah, I think only...
Just over a month? Because it ends
yeah,
right before Thanksgiving. And he got in contact with her on New Year's Eve.
Right.
So a month?
Part of me was hoping that after watching the finale, that Lauren, in real time, would be contacted by Ari and say, what, are you kidding me? You already dumped me once. Now you just dumped another woman at the
yeah.
altar. I don't want any part of that. Like, part of me was hoping, and that she would do it on live TV, and this would be ABC's full circle moment that he ends up with nobody. And, you know, that to me would be like a Pyrrhic victory. Like, we...
Oh, yeah. That I mean, that would have been great.
I would have liked to have seen him. I wanted him to be shamed,
yeah,
and
but
he
instead,
wasn't. He was
no, because she
he got what he wanted, and
part of the problem is, you know, it's a term everyone hates for good reason, but it's the Bachelor version of fake news.
Yeah.
She's living in this idea that he just changed his mind, and which, admittedly, I'm okay with. He just changed his mind and came back to me. So if I don't watch him completely embarrass Becca on national TV and act like a jackass, then it never happened.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, he made a mistake and came back and we're all fine. That's all.
I can't get over the fact that they didn't watch the finale. Yeah. I can't get over it. This guy
who sat there
and tried to apologize in his own way. He sat there and tried to take responsibility or said that he was by avoiding it altogether and then subsequently leaving the country, which is what they're going to do.
God bless.
And turn off all social media. You're just avoiding accepting
everything.
Reality. You're just avoiding everything. If you don't look, it's not there.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
And I think his idea was, I'm not gonna allow her to watch it because even Lauren might see how crappy I was and change her mind. And she's gonna need reassuring as is. So if she needs to go, you know, live through all this stuff that Becca had to, that's not going to be good for me. And then she just went along with it because that's what she does.
I mean, ultimately, Becca's the one who's going to end up coming out of this healthier from a mental standpoint, because having to watch it, although it's hard, it helps you accept it and go through the stages, you know, anger, denial, bargaining, finally acceptance, right? Lauren hasn't even gotten to the anger, denial, none of it. It's just a complete avoidance. You can never end up being okay with someone if you don't deal with it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Although it sounded like she was on that route because she was hanging out with the other girls and on New Year's Eve, she was with Tia and Raven.
She had started to get healthy about it.
Yeah, and she was upset with him, and that's why at first she didn't even want to talk to him because he's just trying to clear his own conscience. Until it was, oh, but I want you back. Oh, well, then okay. And then, I think that whole jumble was part of it too. And just watching her process, which isn't much of one, that's what sort of got me upset with the other women who, you know, Becca and them, who I don't blame Lauren. They were letting her off the hook. I mean, she's complicit in this. I'm sorry. For her to hide her, just not be willing to recognize even as much as Ari did, that, yeah, what he did was pretty crappy. And I'm glad that he's with me and I love him and all this. But, yeah, that wasn't the right thing to do. She's complicit. And to me, they're equally awful people.
Well, the whole thing about he couldn't have a cell phone, so he contacted me via Instagram. And I just thought, oh.
And even he laughed because he knew that sounded ridiculous.
It did, didn't it?
Well, that's why each of the times he described it, he never said that. He just said, I reached out to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Not sliding into her DMs.
Yeah. I know. That was gross. But the complicit thing, I agree and disagree with you. And I can see how you can like a person. Everyone has good aspects and bad aspects of their personality, you know, and so you can love them for all and then say, yeah, but they do this, you know, and she's not doing that. She's not pointing out, like you said.
She went in all rosy, no pun intended. No. Everything's great. He was so respectful. And that was the closest they got to booing because the crowd was like, she said, what now?
Yeah. I was surprised that when he showed up at her house that she gave him such a big hug, and then we found out that they had already talked.
Right.
And that's the other thing.
Because if someone just showed up, like if he just showed up at my door, I'd be like, what? I'd be so confused.
Yeah. And I wish they would have gotten into that a little bit more.
Hey,
because he got the A-OK already. We're getting back together.
Right.
Okay, now I can go break up with Becca.
The timeline was off. We couldn't follow the timeline until later. And let's not forget, Becca had her own ex show up and offer a proposal. And she turned him down because
she has self-respect.
You don't agree to something.
She has a brain.
Right. And then
she's
goes
a good person.
And makes a whole mess out of everything.
Yeah, I thought that because he like went up to the door and was like, oh my gosh, I'm having a panic attack, and I don't know why.
It looked like he was doing something else, but that's
like,
okay.
He was like, I was fine 2 seconds ago, I can't believe I'm like this now, and it's like, obviously, like, it's worth a panic attack, but he showed up and she was just like, gave him the biggest hug, and
yeah.
And I was confused because I was like, why?
He's full
Why
of crap.
Why would that be your
he
first?
He wasn't having a panic attack. That was crap. Please, because they've already had conversations and she's opened the door.
Right, but we didn't.
Literally and figuratively.
We didn't know that
we
at
didn't
the time.
Know that
yeah,
at the time.
How
so
he's
I was
a snake because he's telling yeah. the audio that he knows he's narrating something for those of us at home. He's telling his own this own narrative that he wants to tell, that he wants us to believe.
Yeah, he was like, the worst case is that she says that she doesn't want anything to do with me. And then he sees her, and then the voiceover comes over. Oh, well, we talked and we agreed that we were getting back together. Yeah. And so it was already in the bag.
And yeah. then we basically found out he got the thumbs up before he even went to break up with Becca. So from Lauren.
Yeah.
So if she had said
no,
you're just going to stay with Becca then? I'm thinking yes.
Yeah.
Because, again, all he cares about is optics. Maybe not forever, but at least through the finale and everything.
I think he would have stayed with Becca.
Yeah, if he had been denied
by Lauren. If Lauren was like,
Lauren,
there's no way you put me through all this. Like, there's never going to be a chance that we're going to be together.
He'd
be like, okay, well, I had to get that off my chest. I'm going to go marry Becca.
In what alternate universe would we be living in if Lauren had that and said, no, Foxtrot Oscar, and then leaked it to the press that he had contacted her?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be something
that
else.
That would have changed everything, yeah. too.
But then it would have been a he said, she said, because that's not on tape.
What do you mean? He contacted her through Instagram. It's right here.
But it's not on tape.
DM'd me.
That stuff you can alter. It's Photoshop. It's whatever.
Okay.
He kept saying the more we hung out, like to Becca, like the more we hung out, the more that I realized that I wanted to be with Lauren. Like, it's not hanging out like you're engaged. Like,
I was imagining what would it be like if this was with Lauren.
Yeah, like every time
we kept thinking about
every time
her.
We hang out, like you're engaged.
You
it's
know
not
what this would be like if you were with Lauren? It would be quiet. That's how it would be if you
he's
were.
A
so
be,
much
he's a
silence.
Better deal kind of guy. He wanted he found out that he got a really strong woman who is confident and wouldn't let him get away with crap, and he's a grass is greener guy too. Like, he's going to end up with Lauren and he's going to pull the same thing. Maybe I should go back to Sydney.
And you know, we can talk about the, you know, just because you can should you with ABC and all that kind of stuff. Ultimately, I'm fine with it. But can you at least get the girl a first-class ticket on her way back to Minneapolis?
Yeah,
they not only do they stick her in coach, but she's in a middle seat.
Awful.
So you have her
bawling her eyes out.
Bawling her eyes out. So you have her go through this ridiculous breakup with 12 cameras following her and a shot right on her and whatever. Then you send her back to Minneapolis in a middle seat in
the
economy.
Meanwhile, they can go on dates during the show on a private jet. I mean, come on.
I don't even need a private jet. Put her in first class or at least give her the window seat so she can hide her face while she cries.
No,
I mean,
she deserved a private jet.
Two dudes next to her and they've got the little GoPro focused on her and she's just got her hat on trying to hide.
To be clear, no one's upset with Ari really for changing his mind, right? No one, because nobody would want anyone to be in a marriage or relationship just because, oh, I made a decision.
Right,
and
it
now
happens.
This happens. It's the way that he went about letting her know.
Yes.
People break up and get back together all the time.
Yes. People.
Not even just in reality
people
shows.
People forgive like, cheaters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their process to work through, but the way he did it was so shady.
And that's the thing, every step of the way, everything he did
was the wrong decision.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And the idea of going right to Lauren, again, even when they obviously had these conversations already, and she said, well, I need to know, are you 100% over her? I'm 1,000% over her.
Yeah.
And that's
and
a whole other
Becca,
thing.
He knowing Becca's going to see that.
How can you, that's a whole nother issue of you just broke up with someone. I don't care if you were engaged or otherwise. And you're 1,000% over them the next day or 2 days later, that's a whole other issue.
Snake oil salesman.
Like, you're not, yep. Fine, you decided you weren't over Lauren, and that's what brought the, you know, kept the feelings there, and then you decided, okay, I made the wrong decision. But all of a sudden, then Becca just doesn't exist, and that never happened, and I'm totally fine a day later. He just did everything wrong.
And he didn't even have justification for his decisions.
No answers.
He had no answers on anything. He just, to what he
No, there was nothing wrong.
Wanted to do.
No, you were great. Everything was fine. This was awesome. This is perfect. No, you're the best.
You know who was more upset about it than anyone was Caroline. Yeah, well, she was the one, because, you know, sometimes when something happens to a friend and the friend is able to process it, but you're not, and like, but why aren't you as mad as I am? She was so upset.
She was so mad.
She was so mad for her friend.
I'm going to be a little cynical here.
Okay.
I know, shocking that we're talking about The Bachelor and we're going to get cynical, but she also needed a vehicle to get her onto other shows. So,
oh no, she wanted that camera time. She wanted the
teasers. She was never on the show. And if you're going to be in Paradise, do you want to be the person that walks in and people say, "Who's that again?" Or are you going to be like, "Oh, that's Kara, the person that ripped Ari a new one"?
No, I 1,000% agree.
They're friends, and yes, I totally believe in what she was saying.
Yeah.
But why she was saying it and the way she was saying it.
Unforgivable.
She wants that ticket to Paradise.
And I agree with everything she said, by the way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she's looking for that.
Well, when she was saying it, and Katie and I had spoken, and I knew the outcome, and she was saying it on the finale, and I was thinking, well, can't someone change their mind? But then when I saw the way it was done, I could say, okay, now I see why you're saying it's
unforgivable. And I think even each of the girls there were sort of feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Not don't change your mind, just don't be a total ass on everything you do while you change your mind.
Meanwhile, Chris Harrison is sitting in the back of the room going, rubbing his evil
hands. I mean, he was loving
it,
but I still don't. Yeah.
Yeah, because they had a mostly boring season, and this just fell in their lap.
Yeah.
And thinking, oh my God, we're going to recoup everything that we lost for the first 9 episodes in these last couple ones. This is amazing.
Meanwhile,
and if you watch Unreal, you know that that is just everything.
Season 3 of Unreal is just like, you're just watching that and thinking about The Bachelor as it's unfolding.
Watching it at the same time as this happened.
I watch them back to back, actually. You can't tell one from
the other. Mind
blowing. If you're not watching Unreal, you have to watch it. But how perfect is Becca for the next Bachelorette? She's got the backstory down. We have the story.
She has a personality.
Her dad died 8 years ago. Mom is recovering from breast cancer. She thinks she finds her man on the show. He proposes to her, and then she gets dumped in the worst way possible, and then has to witness him proposing to someone else right there.
And everyone loves her.
She's confident, beautiful, smart, funny. Everyone loves her. What could go wrong?
The pick of men.
Yeah, I think you definitely have to worry about who they choose. And I know they've avoided this the last couple times, but could we see a familiar face make a return to the show? And I had mentioned this on our Twitter account last night.
Who in particular are you talking about?
How about Peter? He specifically reached out last night, not to her, but, you are, but you're not, by saying, welcome to the perfect choice from one Midwesterner to another.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
There could be something there.
It would be the best if they go through all the guys and then she walks into the mansion and then there's dun, dun, dun. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
There's
and then
one more person.
Peter walks in and
and all the guys are like, who's that?
As long as it's not Ben Higgins, because I also saw someone throw his name in the
Ben has been very clear that he is done with trying to find love on reality television.
I can't stand his face. I don't want to see his face. I can't stand looking at his
I'm still okay
face.
With Ben, but he said specifically that he's done.
Good.
And
I never see him again.
Unlike Ari, he has come to that realization of, I should not be doing this, and has had that self-reflection while he was on the show saying, I shouldn't be here. I'm not ready for this. I need to leave.
No, he's terrible.
Something Ari probably should have admitted
and
to himself.
Where was Crystal? I kept waiting to hear her. I didn't see anything on social media.
Because she doesn't have friends.
Yeah.
She's not friends.
They only had people there
with them. I think those were Becca's friends.
Because there's actually someone who makes her look good in the end. It's Ari.
That's true. That we have forgotten about how terrible she is. But I will say this about their version of the after the final rose, which really started as part of the 3-hour episode, because they kept teasing here comes the whatever. They made it all about the three of them, and they didn't try to, even when the other girls came in to
CN and Becca,
they were still just talking about the three of them, and they had already covered the Women Tell All. They were sometimes. On this live show or whatever you want to call it, we start getting more into that other stuff with other than the last three people. And I like that, as crappy as what the, you know, Lauren and Ari did, I like that it was just focused on the three of them, and we didn't get start reverting to the other Crystal and Bibiana mic drop and just all the different stuff. Like, let's just focus on the three people, and
that's how it should have been done.
Yes. So that part, and ABC, again, ABC did their job. Not their fault.
I don't know if you noticed, but when Chris Harrison called Ari and Lauren up, and Lauren, like, walked right by Chris Harrison and, like, didn't give him a hug, and then he's like, oh, hi, and then she's like, oh, hi, and gave him a hug.
Yeah, half hug.
Like,
she's just clueless. I don't think that that was by design.
Probably not, but I don't know. I noticed it, and he noticed it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Chris, the evil dictator does not like to be ignored.
And they say they're going to get married quickly.
In the summer, yeah.
What do we think?
Hell no. He'll end up, they're going to go overseas. They'll disappear. We won't hear from them for a while. They're turning off their social media, but he won't be able to stand it. He doesn't seem like the type of person that is happy unless he's being reassured.
Give it 8.5 months.
8.5 months?
Yeah. But so you're saying they will get married? Because if they say they're getting married in the summer, although Rachel and Brian said they were getting married right away, and we saw how that.
Yeah.
They're still together, but not married.
Yeah.
Is this Nick and Vanessa, or is this Jason and Molly?
I think they will get married. I don't think the marriage will last.
You don't think his 25-year-old mute is going to...
I don't think so. Withstand this?
No. I don't even think we'll get to a wedding, personally. Although, it was a 3.5-carat ring, and it's worth... I mean, those two are so superficial that staying together is worth the cost of that wedding ring. So, you never know.
I mean, Ryan, and Becca got... that jewelry and Louboutins out of this whole thing.
She did.
So she's definitely the real winner in this whole...
She walked away with...
This whole season.
Because each time they had a date, they went shopping, and she walked home with a bunch of stuff. Plus, she's the Bachelorette. Everyone loves her.
She's got a new hair color.
Everyone hates him. She's the big
winner.
She's
on top of Bachelor universe.
I do think they're going to end up getting married because the optics. I think Ari's going to try to keep... He's going to feel this backlash everywhere he goes. They're going to come back after a couple months and think it's blown over, and everywhere they go, it's going to be, ugh. So he's going to try to change the view from that people have of them with a wedding. He's probably going to try to get ABC to film it. And it's...
Well, don't forget he still has to make an appearance the next season. Don't they always bring back the previous Bachelor and have them on to offer advice?
You don't have to, especially when things end poorly.
Yeah. We'll see. They definitely didn't have Juan Pablo back.
And also, don't forget ABC's point of view. They didn't have Sean Paul, or what's his name? Juan Pablo.
There were a lot of hold my beer moments.
Oh, yeah.
It was Juan Pablo.
Some great.
I'm the worst bachelor in history. Oh, here, hold my beer. Ben Higgins, I love you. I love you. I love everyone. Hold my beer. I'm going to say it a million times. Like,
There are some great social media moments.
Like you said, ABC did their job.
Perfectly.
They're going to keep doing their job because if they know what's good for them, they will throw Ari in the mix somehow just to keep people.
Right, but now you're messing with Becca. And Becca is their golden goose. Do you want to screw with the person everyone likes?
If I don't know. He seems like people...
Yeah, leave Becca alone. Just let her. Let her do...
But I do think if he's up for it, I think Peter should be in the house.
Well, how did we do on our fantasy picks?
Well, this is a whole other issue.
Who won our show?
Well,
who won? Really?
Who won the show? When the show ended, it was Becca.
Which would be you, Christine.
But ultimately, it was Lauren, which would be Katie.
I would
say Becca just won at life. So.
Becca, I would say that Lauren won.
Did she? Well,
I mean,
clearly
she won
Ari. Yeah.
She won.
Is that a prize?
The Bachelor is with Lauren after the end of this season.
But Becca won the proposal at the end of this season.
This is not clear cut.
All right, so what is it? A draw? We both get a
Just think about it.
Drink.
If you pick if you pick, so and so is going to win the Super Bowl, and they win the Super Bowl, you've picked the winning Super Bowl. But if that quarterback decides in the offseason to go to the team they just beat, well, that other team didn't.
No, but this is not in the offseason. It's was still it though?
It was
in the
kind
season.
Of.
It kind of was though.
It they just tacked it on to this.
I don't
season.
Know. I don't have a clear feeling either way. The co-champions? Can we? You both pick the.
I think your sports analogy would be if the referees came back 2 months later and said, "We noticed a penalty on the field, and
we got to redo it.
You guys didn't actually make that touchdown, so it's the other team that wins." I kind of see it more like that, like. Co-champions, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think it's we're cool. All winners except Lauren and Ari. So.
I mean, Becca definitely won at life.
Yes.
This week.
Yeah, so. She did.
But
she,
I'll take
indeed,
co-champions.
Indeed, she did. Well, you're right. It was a fart of a whole series, and then it ended up being a massive explosion in the end. And none of us saw this coming except for Reality Steve, who... Sorry, Katie. That you
know, and I'll say this to people who are listening, you know, whether you like spoilers in general or not, you know, I'm obviously very extreme because, I mean, I don't watch movie trailers.
I'm in between on it.
I'm super weird, but I will say this show specifically is so much more entertaining when you don't know. Like, one of my sisters, as soon as it's up there, will go find out who, quote-unquote, won. And then pop in on the show every so often and sort of watch it with half an eye just to sort of know how it ends. If you're going to watch the show, and I think if you're 50-something minutes into this podcast, you probably do, maybe try it for her season, for Becca's season, without
spoiling.
If you are
it.
A spoiler person, maybe just try it without and do an A-B. Like, did I enjoy this more, or do I like being able to say, oh, I know
yeah,
how
but
it ends?
When I watched the finale the second time after I knew what happened, and I went back and rewatched it, I got caught so much more.
Yeah.
When I knew what his angle was, like, oh.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
It's definitely an eye of the beholder type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, even with television shows I love, as soon as that the show ends, TV off. But so many people watch the scenes from next week and like, oh, I want to see where it's going.
Mind.
And I never watch a single second of, so like The Walking Dead, as soon as that it goes to black, stop, delete,
no.
I'm done.
I just don't have enough brain cells. Like, if I don't have to concentrate that hard and I already know kind of what's coming, I feel like I can better focus.
Yeah, listen, and that's the thing.
And drink the wine more.
Yeah. And even like with Star Wars, like, I didn't see a second of anything, or with Black Panther, I didn't see anything until I was in the theater. But with a lot of people, they want to know everything and say, oh, this, they slow it down, they look for Easter eggs, they do it all. Everyone's different, but maybe for this, give it a try with Becca.
Sometimes I read the last page of the book and then start. Like, okay.
That's basically...
My grandmother does that.
That's basically what so many people do, and
yeah.
I just... especially this,
I know what's
being
coming.
So mindless, it's just... Let's just sort of see how it plays out.
One last thing. Speaking of mindless, the Washington Post did had their reporter watch The Bachelor while hooked up to an MRI machine. And what she discovered was when Ari was on the screen, there was no MRI activity. But when some of the more colorful contestants came on, especially ones that made her mad, her brain...
Went crazy,
and it lit up part of the brain that was kind of on the addiction side. But what they determined was you can watch a dumb show and still have funny and smart commentary on it without ruining your life.
Basically, no matter what you're watching, if you...
Oh, my God. Thank you, Washington Post.
Basically, if you treat anything analytically,
yeah,
that no matter what it is, then...
You won't kill your brain cells.
Yeah, and that's not because of that. And I don't have many brain cells, clearly, to kill. But that's how I've always approached this show since I started watching it, is I treat it almost like a sport. And
by the way, he picked a blonde, and Sydney was a blonde, and Becca was like the dark horse. Like, he always tends to go back to the blonde.
Emily looked like Sydney, looked like Lauren.
Yep.
Just wait for the next one. It's happening.
Yeah. So when he picked the brunette, statistically, that should have been the marker, the warning sign. Like, wait, no.
But
blonde.
More importantly, 5/28. Is the date we all need to have in our calendar.
Okay.
Bachelorette is back.
With Becca.
With Becca and maybe Peter. and a whole nother world, because thank God we are done with Ari and Lauren, and they deserve each other, and I hope they get lost on a desert island.
So here's to 528, Katie. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Christine Lee. Ryan Jones.
Bye, Ari.
Bye.
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 This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.